Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320.
CBS News special report. Two sources tell CBS News Stormy Daniels will take the stand at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York today. CBS's Katrina Kaufman is at the courthouse.
Pivotal witness in this case because the payments at the center of these charges against former President Donald Trump are related to a payoff to Stormy Daniels. She was an adult film star that Trump allegedly had an affair with back in 2006.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says her testimony could be pivotal for the prosecution.
Perhaps Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump had pillow talk where he spoke of his desire to become the president of the United States and absolutely needed her to keep their relationship under wraps.
Among other potential prosecution witnesses who have yet to testify, Mr. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke with WYSN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can learn about dementia and brain health later this month with the ADRC-CW. Topic Tuesdays will happen the third and fourth Tuesday this month. On May 21st, you can learn dementia basics from 3 to 4. On May 28th, they'll cover brain health basics from 3 to 4. Both presentations will be held at the Wisconsin Rapids ADRC office at 220 3rd Avenue South. Registration is required for both of these events. You can register by calling 888-486-9545. Summer will be here before you know it, and the kids will want to swim. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department fills swimming pools. They'll need a little information about your pool, such as pool dimensions or how much water you'll need. Then they'll give you a price for what it would cost. You can call them at 715-435-3740 or message them on Facebook. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high 67 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 this morning. Tonight, gradual clearing, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. A few more sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Terry will be with us in a moment because we are kicking off the hour with some new friends we just made. We are so excited about this. We have some members from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools 24 Math Tournament team we're going to talk to in a moment. First, I want to introduce Kelly, their teacher, and their gifted, talented coordinator over there. Kelly, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. Good morning.
Appreciate the time, Kelly. And Kelly, we're going to let the kids do most of the talking here and everything, but I appreciate you jumping in wherever you can, or if you feel like it, please feel free to. Thank you. And I do want to thank you personally, not only for what you do for our kids, for this community, you as a teacher, thank you so much for that, but reaching out to Pam and getting the kids on the air here and everything. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you.
So, guys, I'm going to let you introduce yourselves, and then we'll get into what the tournament is and let everybody know. You can go ahead, and I'll let you start.
My name is Easton Koschel, and I'm from Woodside.
Excellent. Thanks, Easton.
I'm Lily Erke, and I'm from Howe.
Thank you, Lily. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good job, guys. Nicely done. You're already starting off great. So, your teacher told us there's this annual Math 24 tournament where fourth and fifth graders in elementary school come together, and you had this tournament. And you guys tried something different this year. You expanded it a little bit and brought in some more schools, and level of competition is getting a little bit bigger and everything. So, how has that been? Has that been exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoying that? That's cool. Very cool. So let's tell people how this game is played. Does somebody want to go ahead and take the lead on that? Does anybody, or maybe Kelly, if you do?
So there's a card, and there's dots 1 through 3, 3 being the hardest, 1 being the easiest, and there's 4 numbers. On the cards, there's either double digits or single digits, and you gotta use all the numbers and either addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division to get 24 out of the 4 different numbers.
Okay. Wow. All right. That sounds like a lot of fun, but it sounds like a bit of a challenge too. But it also seems like a really fun and kind of just, you don't know what's coming. You don't know where it's going to go, where it's going to take you. That's exciting. Cool. So have you guys been enjoying learning this game and playing it?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So how do you practice a game like this? You know, it seems like something that you definitely want to practice a bit.
I just practice during my free time. And in the mornings before school.
Do you guys get together with other classmates in practice?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
I don't really.
Okay.
Well, sometimes. Every once in a while, one of our teachers will bring us over into a room and we'll practice.
Okay. So what kind of, as you're practicing, what kind of tips have you learned? What kind of tricks have you learned to kind of help learn math a little bit better? How about, I'll start with you, Lily.
Like, try to memorize some of the cards, so if you, like, see those numbers, you can, like, press it very fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easton?
So if there's a card that has, like, 24 on it, and there's also 2 of the same numbers on it, if you subtract those 2 numbers and get 0, then you can multiply the other number by 0, which would be 0, and then you add that to 24, which would be 24.
Oh, that's awesome. That's nicely done. That's very cool, you guys. Both good tips, both good stuff right there. We are speaking with first place Lily from Howe and second place Easton from Woodside. I should mention that you guys, your placements and everything. That's pretty cool. And congratulations on that. Nicely done, both of you. Want to talk a little bit about the tournament and how the tournament works. So let's tell the audience about that. So how does this tournament work?
Sure. There's like 4 rounds, but the first 3 are like to decide if you like go to the championship round. The first round is like if you win that round, you automatically advance to the 3rd round. And if you like lose that round, you go to the 2nd round. And then if you win the 2nd round, you can go to the 3rd round. But if you don't win the 2nd round, then you're just out. Then in the 3rd round, like, in the second and third round, you pick, like, a coin to decide what group you're in. And then, like, you compete against that group. And if you win, you, like, go to the championship.
Cool. Very cool. Wow. That sounds exciting. It sounds like a really fun tournament. So are you teaming in teams? Are you doing this individually?
Individually.
Okay. So that's kind of fun. That's an exciting part of it too, I imagine. Very cool. So when we've gotten the tournament, we understand the tips and tricks and how you guys train to do this stuff. What about preparing for the first regional competition? How did that go? How is that going?
Pretty good. Still practicing every morning.
Right on. Good. Good on you. Good job.
Yeah, like, I have an app that lets me practice at home.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, I grew up in a sports house, and I grew up with a dad that played a lot of sports, and he's also a human calculator. My father has a calculator for a brain and loves math, and one of the ways he got good at math, doing exactly what you guys are talking about, practicing and having it in his head. He just loves numbers, so I think that's really good. And Kelly, if I could talk, nice job. Great job, you guys. Really, really good job. Nice work. Kelly, if I could talk to you for a moment, this seems like a really fun idea, and it seems like a great way of getting kids interested in numbers, interested in math. I cannot imagine, of all the subjects, to me it seems like math would be one of the tougher ones to get kids excited about. Doesn't seem to be a problem for you. I don't mean to make it seem so simple, but was it something that came about kind of like that?
A little bit, yes. I took on the role as the GT coordinator in the district a few years back and came across this game that I had played when I was in high school and thought, how fun would it be to try to get a tournament together for our district, a way to celebrate our students and their academic achievements, especially in math, as sometimes it's one of those tougher subjects for students. And I have a lot of amazing helpers in the district. The math interventionists are amazing with helping coordinate things in the buildings. And I was able to go to the elementary schools. I think we began in 2019, 2020, that school year. And I went out to the elementary schools in the fall, introduced the game, told them about the idea of the competition the following spring, and the students loved it. I mean, making math a game is fun for anybody. Just a way to learn, practice those computational skills, a lot of those mental math strategies, and the students are thriving. This year was the best year I've seen our district competition. Incredibly proud of our students, especially the two you see sitting here.
Yeah, yeah, we're proud of you guys too. Proud of all these students. It seems like it was a really good turnout, really good opportunity for everybody. Everybody had a good time.
Absolutely, yes. Something that the students didn't mention before is they actually had to compete to represent their elementary schools.
I was wondering about.
So they went against all of the students of their grade level to qualify as one of the top three players from their school. So we have our eight different schools, 7 in person and 1 virtual school that sent 3 students to represent each grade level and 24 students, of course. And they played through the rounds just as they had described. So they not only beat out the competition at their school, but the top two that you see sitting here beat out the competition across our district of elementary schools.
Nicely done, you guys. That's awesome. Way to go. Way, that is really cool. Kelly, I teach a little bit, and I say that loosely because I teach adults, and it's acting and all that and everything, so it's not nearly the same thing you do. But I know that something I've had to learn as a teacher is sometimes I think of a lesson or I think of an idea, and I think this would be really cool, and then I think, oh, I don't know if they'll get this. I don't know if this is a reach. I don't know if they can. And that's adults. When it comes to kids and an idea like this, I think this is really encouraging, not just for kids and parents, but for other teachers out there, really incentivizing of, hey, there are other ways to teach. There are other fun ways to do this. Did you feel that way going into this and now seeing the results?
Absolutely. Definitely starting anything new is a struggle just because it's a learning curve like anything else. And the more you do it is one of those, you get better at it as you go. And I told the students that just the more you play, the better you'll get. It's definitely one of those games that trains your brain to think in a different way than you typically think in school for math. So it'll be a challenge for some, but it doesn't mean you can't do it. One of the key phrases that I told the students throughout the competition practicing was it should be fun, not frustrating. If you find yourself getting frustrated by the game, take a break. It's okay to take a break for an hour or 2 days and come back and play later. It's something that I just want them to really have fun with and just enjoy their accomplishments and how hard they've been working.
Well said. That's fantastic. You're doing fantastic work over there. That is really, really cool to hear. So this getting this right, this year's wrapped up already. So we're looking forward to next year maybe doing this again?
Absolutely. We had our district competition in March, had an amazing turnout, amazing sponsors from our community. And in May, we actually are hosting our first ever, or later this month, sorry, we're actually hosting our first ever regional competition where we have three other area schools joining us to basically mimic the competition we did in March, but just bringing our community together a bit more with celebrating our students and math and their hard work, of course.
That's awesome. And also, I should warn you, you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back. Let us know how that went. You guys are going to have to come back. You did too good of a job. You were too good. You're going to have to come back here at everything. And I'm so glad that both of you are so young and you can't take my job yet. You're very good on the air. I need this job. Don't take it from me yet. One more thing I ask of you both. First off, I want you to have a good time with the tournament and the rest of the school year and everything, but do you want to say hi to anybody? You got anybody you want to say hi to real quick? No? All right. That's okay. Go ahead.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Grandma.
Good job. Nice job, kid. That's going to say it's a good move by you. You want to say hi to anybody?
I don't know if anyone's listening.
Okay.
My mom told me the wrong station, so hey.
Well, that's all right.
It's recorded, so you can listen to it later.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, that's all right. That's all right. You did your job. You guys did a great job on the air. Thank you so much for informing us and our listeners about this awesome tournament and having some fun on the air with us. Thank you very much for joining us today, you two. Thank you. And thank you again. I appreciate you, Kelly. Thank you very much for reaching out to us and everything. And you're going to have to come back. We're going to have to hear how this tournament wraps up this month.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate it. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
To everyone who can't get enough bacon, we're cooking up something savory for you at Culver's. If you thought our cook-to-order Bacon Deluxe couldn't get any better, wait until you get a taste of it with our new thick-cut bacon. It's savory, it's smoky, with just a hint of sweetness. Try it on the Bacon Deluxe, or add it to all your Culver's favorites. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high 67 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 this morning. Tonight, gradual clearing, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. A few more sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We want to send a big, big shout out to both Lily from Howe and Easton from Woodside for joining us and teaching us all about that math tournament.
They were great.
They were awesome.
That is a super fun game.
Yeah, it seems like it. It seems like a really fun game. Also above my pay grade. They were way smarter
than me. Well, you know, take a lesson from one of them, right? Yeah. He says he practices in the morning. It's just self-work. You can do it.
I got to practice every
morning.
And if
you look at the cards that just have the little one circle on them, that's the lower level of difficulty. You could do it.
I get there. I'll work on
it.
Well, if I had Kelly, I could for sure. Shout out to Kelly Bluell. Just awesome. Awesome lady. Awesome teacher. Not only teacher, but also head of the gifted, talented coordinators for Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, and appreciate the work she's doing. Thank you, Kelly. We appreciate you. Keep up the great work out there. And again, big thank you to Lily and Easton for joining us. They will be back. We'll have some kids back for the tournament.
Well, I hope it's those two, because that would mean they won again, right?
Yes,
I mean, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news, Terry. Miss USA Noella Voigt is relinquishing. Man, can't wake up my mouth this morning.
You got to go back to math.
Yeah, I got to go back to math. Yeah, it was all numbers. She's relinquishing her crown to focus on her mental health. In a statement, she said, quote, "Never compromise your physical and mental well-being, or health is our health is our wealth." She added, quote, "My journey as Miss USA has been incredibly meaningful, representing Utah with pride and later the USA at Miss Universe. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. She also hopes to, quote, "continue to inspire others to remain steadfast, prioritize your mental health, advocate for yourself and others by using your voice, and never be afraid of what the future holds." Voigt won her title last September. Miss USA is currently working on plans to crown her successor. First runner-up, Savannah Gutekauskiewicz of Hawaii, has been offered the title, but there's no word if she will accept it yet. If she doesn't, I'm going to. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, my God. Because you associate as Miss Wisconsin now?
I mean, come on. I mean, anybody else want it? I mean, I'll do it.
It is strange. I mean, I'm not discounting her stepping away. I mean, it's clearly a tough decision. So it's not that. But that the first runner-up isn't, like, jumping on it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of strange to me.
No, that's the strange part to me, too. Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear anybody, you know, making a decision for their mental health. That's what this has all been about the last 5-6 years. We've done a good job as a society talking about mental health. Now the real heavy lifting comes in, where we got to start doing it to ourselves. We got to start thinking of ourselves and working on our own. On social media, there has been a lot of people back and forth on this one, as you would imagine. And there's some people that have kind of said, well, she got what she wanted out of this with some fame, and now she wants out, or she didn't like the responsibilities or something. And
so I hope that's not true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hope she's being genuine
absolutely.
And honest.
Absolutely. Because there's two sides of this, of course.
Yeah.
One being, you know, I think we have all seen the memes or heard the phrase before, you never know what another person is going through. And that is vital and important going forward in society and in life. We got to give each other grace. You just don't know. And there is the other side of this, too, where, you know, for all of us that have been fighting for mental health to be something we talk about with a raised voice and all this, there are people out there that are going to take advantage of this. That's life, everybody. Like, get over it. Like, I know it's frustrating. I know it sucks. But to sit there and whine about it, you're almost as bad as the people taking advantage of these things.
I mean, like, just get a life, right?
Get a life, like, yeah. It's not you in between. You know, you don't have to deal with this person. You're not in the
deal.
And
you're not the first or second runner-up. So it really doesn't affect you.
It really doesn't. Like you, I wish her well, and I hope it's for the right reasons. I look forward. I do think I have to, not that this is a funny conversation, but I do think it'd be kind of funny if they just keep going down the states and, like, nobody wants it. Like,
that's terrible.
You know,
but you know, there's a lot that goes into this, and there's a lot. I think that it's a little somewhat underappreciated, even locally here. Like when we look at our Miss Wisconsin Rapids area pageant, I mean, there is so much choreography, so to speak. I'm not talking about on stage, but I'm talking about just making sure that they're, you know, representing the community and they're out meeting with people and doing all those things. And so there's a ton. Now imagine that at a national level. I mean, there's a ton of work that goes into it, not necessarily by that person, but by everyone around that person to make it happen. So, you know, it is, I think it's unfortunate in that case, but I also think she has to, like I said, I hope she's being honest and that she's just being true to herself, and hopefully, you know, runner up two or three will jump in there. But yeah, I agree with you. There is a little something comical about if you get down to like number 50.
Yeah. And Idaho, do you want it? I couldn't find an exact list of the responsibilities of what a person does, but I imagine that it does involve a lot of, you know, running
like
around.
Just a ton of coordination. I mean.
Certainly representing, you know, whenever there is Olympic type events and those things. But I'm glad you brought up the local end of this, because I'm thinking, you know, we were joking about people turning this down and stuff. Well, you know, when we were kids, this had so much more meaning to it. And I think a lot of that has been lost just because social media. I mean, you know, if some people are doing this to get their name out there, well, you can do that pretty easy nowadays. Yeah. With YouTube, Facebook, any kind of social media thing. I have never been a huge fan of these kind of competitions. I was raised by a feminist, and I thought, well, these don't seem to be doing a lot for women and promoting women and all that. That has changed a lot.
And like our local, which then rolls up to state. I mean, it's about empowerment. It's about scholarships. It's about, I mean, really, truly, I back the our local and state organization, 100%.
It's one of those things where I had to learn, and I was wrong, and I had to realize, oh, I did not know. I did not understand.
It's not a beauty pageant.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though that's what they used to be called.
Right, and that was misunderstanding on my part, not knowing enough and having to be informed. And I've been informed by the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and the Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids, and having these kids in for the last 7 years we've been doing this. And every time I'm blown away by these kids, and any child, I don't care what their household income is, every kid could use a scholarship.
Oh yeah,
if you're telling me you can get a scholarship, like I'd be putting my daughters, I'd be, you know, asking them if they'd want to do it and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I've really flipped on this as I've learned more and more about it. I think we need to do more of that in society, and guess what, everybody, doesn't hurt to admit those things either. You know that you were wrong.
For sure.
I'm okay.
He's still sitting here.
He didn't
spontaneously combust or anything.
Oh, Civic did tell me I'm fired though. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I feel for that second runner-up in Hawaii. I mean, that's a 7-hour trip one way or so. I don't.
That is true.
That's a great point.
You know, she's having to travel around the continental U.S. I mean, that you'd have to think twice about it. I think that's fair. And we're already in May, and it changes over in September. So it's not even like she would get a whole year out of it. So yeah, that's a really good, really good point.
Yeah, very good point by you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Always good to talk to you.
You know, that is. Yeah. That's valid.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead and go. We go from that to this. Snoop Dogg is making NCAA history by getting his own college football bowl game. It's called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Jitta Juice by Dre and Snoop. It's the first ever bowl game to be presented by an alcoholic beverage company. Of course, bowl games aren't until December. The Snoop Arizona Bowl will be December 28th. This is just hilarious.
The only thing that would have been better is one of my brothers loves Snoop, and his birthday is December 29th. So wouldn't that have been funny if it would have been on his birthday?
Funny. That'd have been really good.
Oh my gosh.
This was just a matter of time. It really, really was. First off, Snoop has been very involved in football for a very long time. He's a big USC guy, does a lot there. Snoop has a youth football league that helps a lot of kids in inner cities and kids all in suburban towns all over, not just inner city kids, but it gives them an opportunity to not only understand football, do some constructive stuff and everything, but have fun. It's not designed necessarily for, you know, you got to be the next great, you know, football player or something. It's just out there having fun. It's really good for kids. So this kind of leans into that a little bit, and it's great marketing.
You just get a visual of Snoop playing football.
Yeah.
Like I just, with all of his propaganda, you know what I mean? Like I think that's hilarious.
I feel like Snoop, you go, ready, set, hut. And then, like 3-4 seconds later, after Hutt snoops out on the other end, like, really now? We going now?
Right.
We going now? I'll go when I feel like it. Maybe I don't feel like going on Hutt. I'm just sit back here and chill. Rumors is going to be back at on the WRCT stage in just a matter of days. Be sure to join them on the 9th, 10th, and 11th over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. This is the main stage production of Neil Simon's Rumors. Our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater going to be back in action this week. Be sure to get your tickets at wrctheater.org. We're going to talk with Phil a little bit more about this tomorrow when he joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing. Phil, of course, part of the cast of Rumors.
Oh, he is. Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
We got a great cast out there. This is a great show. They're going to leave it all on the stage. Go out there and enjoy and take this show in, everybody. Rumors getting back in action this Thursday, I believe. Yeah, this Thursday. 7 o'clock show. They'll have a 7 o'clock show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday will also feature a 2 o'clock matinee, and that'll be the last main stage production of the season.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just gone fast.
Yeah, it has. Keep in mind, though, there's theater all year long over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, whether they have, karaoke or specials in the Lewis Cantina Studio Theater. Our Silver Foxes are in action all year long. And, of course, there's Hopo. There's the kids. Disney's Newsies Juniors got their casting all set. They'll be doing performances in July. You'll also have some shows in August from It's a Madhouse. And Midsummer-ish will be coming up as well. So a lot of good kids shows coming up from WRCT. And we got some great feedback on our latest director's cut, Terry. We had on a couple of the cast members from Wausau Community Theater. We're able to talk about not only this great show that they have coming up, Anything Goes, the Cole Porter Classic, but also really get to talk theater and really get to talk about the importance of theater and all these things. We got to yesterday really celebrate the WBAs and celebrate WFHR and our listeners and this team and everything. The people that won all the awards, the people that won the most awards in Civic and some of the most awards in this state, all actors, all three of us, Seth, Melissa, me, all of us raised in theater and enjoying theater and loving the arts. All of us, and while I haven't talked to Seth and Melissa in depth about this, I guarantee you, all of us had teachers that took a moment and saw this in us and saw this spark in us and flamed it and helped it. And there's so many things that the arts bring to our kids, bring to this world. There's so many amazing artists that are from this state, from Wisconsin. And Wisconsin finished last in the union when it came to putting into the arts and funding the arts. Let's let our politicians know. Let's let those higher-ups know, our board members, everybody know. We love the arts. We support the arts. Go to see these shows. Wausau Community Theater may not be here next year. Let's not let that happen on our watch. Let's not lose any more community. The pandemic took enough from us. We lost enough. Let's not lose this too. I encourage you to support Wausau Community Theater, support your local theater, wherever you're listening to us, and take in this amazing show. These, not for nothing, incredibly talented.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, the talent they got in Wausau. Don't even have to take my word for it, man. Like, head on up there. Cole Porter's Anything Goes is going to be premiering May 31st with a 7:30 show. They'll be also back on June 1st and 2nd, 7:30 and a 2 o'clock show there. You can find out more WausauCommunityTheater.org, WausauCommunityTheater.org. Buy local, support local. We will get to a news break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments over the city of Racine's use of a van to facilitate absentee voting during the fall primary in 2022. A Racine County judge ruled in January that using the van was illegal. He also found the van stopped mostly in Democratic-leaning neighborhoods. Today is World Asthma Day, and this week is Air Quality Awareness Week. Travis Knudsen is with the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. He says vulnerable people might need to schedule their time outdoors this summer.
Maybe when our air quality is bad, we reconsider those outdoor activities and instead just stay inside with a HEPA air purifier running.
Wildfire smoke can cause GIs, coughing, and short-term breathing difficulty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. You can learn about safety and emergency preparedness at the Portage County Safety Fair on Saturday, May 18th. This free, fun, family-friendly event will be held rain or shine from 10 to 2 at Mark Toyota and the Village Park of Plover. They'll have a variety of activities focused on safety and emergency preparedness for all ages. You'll see live fire demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays, and canine demonstrations. You can get your children fingerprinted and learn hands-only CPR. They'll also have a motorcycle safety simulator. The Boys and Girls Club will have food and drinks available for purchase. There's family fun at the McMillan Imaginarium today. Children of all ages and their adults can come to the all-purpose room from 6 to 7 p.m. on May 7th. They'll have a variety of activities to stimulate the imagination. No registration is required. Please note, baby story times are on a break until June. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalized after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high 67 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 this morning. Tonight, gradual clearing, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. A few more sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
I always like this song.
Yeah. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Brings back the classic rock days for me. Business Insider put together a list of things that are true for every Southerner, and most of it is right as rain. If you live in the South or you've spent a lot of time down there, maybe, or maybe you just listen to a lot of country music, you're already going into you're already going to know a lot of this stuff. But if you live elsewhere, this might help let you know a little bit more about Southern lifestyle and Southern living. We have here Country Life, seven things that are true for every Southerner. I got a lot of friends that are from the southern area. One of my best friends when I was growing up was from New Orleans. And there's a little things that you learn, like gumbo and lingo and different things and hush puppies and all this stuff. And we just used to love eating over there and getting to know a little bit more of the South and all that. I have spent a little bit of time in the South, mostly in Texas. I don't know if you count the Carolinas or not, but I've spent some time over there. Have you spent a lot of time in the South?
Not a ton. Just, you know, visits, vacations. That kind of thing.
So here we go. Top seven things every Southerner knows to be true. If you order a tea, you're getting sweet tea.
Yeah.
It's the law of the land. Law of the land.
I'm an unsweet tea drinker.
I could go either way.
So I have to be very specific because, yes, it is sweet and you're going to chew it.
Yeah, like, it is. You are going to sweet. Chew it. That is true. Yes, you are definitely going to. Sugar is never has to worry about shit. Like, invest in sugar, people, because sugar is never going anywhere, especially in the South. If it snows a fraction of an inch, School will be closed the entire week. Southerners are not used to weird snow stuff. I don't know if that's as true as it used to be, but I know when we were kids, every once in a while there'd be like a little snow in Galveston or something like that. Everything shut
down.
Well,
I think they don't have the equipment. You know what I mean? So they're just going to wait for it to melt.
I gotta imagine that the majority of people out there could put this thought in their head. It's not that they're afraid of snow. It's not that they're like, oh, what is this thing? No, they just don't have the equipment. They don't have the roads. They're not built for that and everything. Like, yeah, Terry's got it right. Y'all is better than you guys. However, this is true everywhere in America. Y'all is just a more fun way of saying it. It rolls off the tongue a little easier. It really does. Yeah. I didn't mean to start doing that on the Sunrise Show, but I catch myself doing it all the time. In the summer, hunting for shade in a parking lot is a time-honored tradition. If not, when you return, your car will be precisely 936 degrees inside. I can see that. I'd never heard of that before, but I can see that. Yeah. Grits are what's up. Anyone that's ever been to a Waffle House agrees they are the finest breakfast side that has ever been. Grits are pretty good.
I don't necessarily care for them.
I'll be honest here because I am such a picky eater and everything. I tried just a handful. Like, I didn't eat too much, but what I tried, it was pretty good.
Kind of same with Hush Puppies. Like, I don't need to eat a whole bunch of them, but if there's, you know, a lot of times there's like one or two on your plate as a garnish, I can eat those then.
424-2600-715-424-2600. Let us know any of these things that you feel about a Southerner. If you are a Southerner, we've got a handful of listeners in the South. Feel free to call up if you're listening to us in real time. Of course, I want to know how you are when you travel. Are you adventurous? Like, you go to Texas, you go to Alabama or something like that. Are you going to try something different? You're going to go to a Whataburger? Are you going to do some of these things? Or are you going to McDonald's? Are you going to Burger King?
Rather try new stuff.
Same here.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was at a conference in Greenville, South Carolina a couple of years ago. And it was very funny because the lady who was kind of the MC, just to kick it off, kind of the kickoff of it, she was like, and just so y'all know, when we say bless your heart, it doesn't really mean bless your heart. I mean, it was hilarious. You know, she's like, it's really sarcastic and we're rolling our eyes at you. But I mean, it was hilarious because she's like, just so y'all know.
I knew it. I always had a suspicion.
It was fabulous.
Oh,
it was great.
Well, all right. Rivers are meant for floating. All you need is two inflatable tubes, one for you and one for your cooler. And don't forget to apply sunscreen generously. That's not just the South. Like, I know a lot of Wisconsinites that do that too. So
yeah, there's some pretty fun like tube attractions around here too.
Yeah. Country music is the best. What kind of music do you usually have here? Oh, we got both kinds, country and Western. It's a good line. I heard somebody say that in a bar when I was down there once. That's a good line. Yeah. So for me, I'm going back to the eating thing. If I'm when in Rome, you know, if I'm visiting somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'll try stuff.
Especially, my gypsy soul has missed traveling so much, Terry. I cannot tell you how excited I was to go to Madison. Like, it might as well have been Mexico for me. I was just jacked to go. And then we had, for those that are heading that way, keep in mind, obviously, orange cone season. Seth and I drove down together, and then I drove back with Melissa. And on the way down, we had to go through Lodi. And I don't believe I've ever, as many times as I made the trip from Madison to Rapids.
You just go straight by.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been through Lodi before. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know anything about that town, but it's beautiful. Like, there is nothing but beautiful houses in there and some really cool architecture. Like, I miss that stuff. I miss seeing those things. I love traveling. Get out there and travel this summer, everybody.
You know, when we were in New Orleans in January, and we tried lots of different food.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Good. That's, I got to say, I maybe New York's up there because I've never been and everything. But as far as places I haven't been that I want to go to, I'm pretty sure New Orleans is number one. And a big part of it is the food. Just trying so many of those foods. And again, my friend growing up, hearing about New Orleans so much, it's gotten my brain. I just want to go check it out. It seems like one of those places.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And the food. Ooh, the food. Ugh, man, the food, the music. Oh, the music. We got another one to dive into here, Terry. Let's go ahead and do that right now. So people on social media are talking about the unexpected things that make someone hotter. And, you know, more attractive. And it actually makes me...
You meant temperature.
What makes you hot? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, the sun beating through the window.
Yeah, that'll help. That'll help. This actually makes me feel a little bit better, like about humanity and about society. They surveyed a ton of people for this, and I think this is pretty cool of what they found. And this is in a bit of an order, so you want to start at 10 or 1 here?
Let's go to 10.
All right. So number 10, as far as things that make you hotter, things that make you more attractive. Number 10. This is a guy, I look favorably on people who are friends with their exes, or at least don't talk talk bad about them.
Oh, sure.
What do they tell you when you're going for a new job? Don't talk bad about your former employer. Is it really that different?
Well, really? It makes you look bad,
yes,
right?
Like, yes.
Over it.
As far as like, I need to inform you about my ex or something like that. Like, I think there's giving people information, and then there's opinion. There's a lot of that. You know, there's one thing to say. Well, me and my ex-wife were together for 5 years, so on, so on. Like, that's one thing. That's just information. Boy, let me tell you about my ex. Like, that's opinion. That's a whole different ball game. It's also not bad to remember the difference of that when it comes to our news.
You're also kind of sitting there by yourself then.
Yeah, you are. The ability to adapt to any situation and not allow adversity to get to them. So I think that that's just a life kind of thing there. But you know what I thought of when I read that, Terry? It's something that kind of came up over the weekend at the WBAs, actually. I've always been really proud to be that guy. I go, the girl I'm seeing, she invites me to the family event, and I go with her. And, of course, we get there together, and then somebody pulls her away, and I'm standing there by myself. Now, I don't have to be attached to her hip. I can survive on my own and do this whole mingling thing, you know, with strangers.
But it's a little more pleasant when you're chatting with someone, you know what I mean, than when you're just kind of left by yourself.
Oh, sure, yeah. But I can, I'll be all right on my own. I have seen my whole life a lot of people, they're just right at that hip.
Yeah.
They will not leave that person alone. I think, at least to what I'm getting from this a little bit, is to being able to adapt to that.
Yes.
Or, you know, you have plans, and those plans fall apart.
Or something unexpected happens, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, how you roll with things is definitely an attraction, I can see. They do the right thing, even if it might make them look bad. Someone said decent people will only do what's expected, but good people will go the extra mile to do the right thing even when no one's watching.
Agree.
Yeah. They enjoy reading books or just learning about new things in general and aren't afraid to try new things. I hear this from a lot of girls that I'm friends with and everything when it comes to, you know, well, he said he'd change. Like, yeah, I know he did. I know he did, but you know, he was never going to. That's a big one. You know, I'm only saying this to guys because I am one and I know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to talk for women or talk like I understand women. Let me explain something to you, Terry, about women. No, I'm not doing that. But I will say, as guys, if you say something, you better mean it. You better be ready to put action to that. Otherwise, you're going to lose that girl. You're going to lose that significant other or whatever, because women take notes. Women have receipts. If you say...
We don't really have to take notes.
Well said. Well said. Noted.
We just remember.
They put the needs of others before their own. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Making eye contact. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that, but yeah, I could see that. Showing empathy, certainly. That seems like a good one, too. And then the top three things that make you attractive to the other, you know, the people you want to be attractive to. Being polite and friendly to people in public, especially workers.
I agree.
No.
Majorly.
No partner or no first date or anything like that has ever been impressed when you, you know, begrudged or belittled the waiter or something like that. Nobody's ever been impressed with that.
When you think you're exercising some kind of power over them or something, really?
Like, you just look like a fool.
Yeah.
You are the one that looks bad in this situation.
Yes.
They don't have to actually enjoy all of your favorite movies and music, but they do take your hobbies and favorites seriously. Or when they can be interested in something you're passionate about just because it's your interest. One of the things for me that I learned early on to be able to do this, I love acting, obviously. I'm a big acting fan, but I'm not a big fan of rom-coms. My ex-wife, Meg Ryan, her favorite actor. So I learned a lot about Meg Ryan, and I'd watch Meg Ryan movies with her and everything. And so I found a way to get into it, even though I wasn't really into Sleepless in Seattle. I was able to watch it with her. I think you can do, this is not hard to do. It's not hard to, and, you know, spoiler alert, can be kind of cool to learn about other things.
Well, yeah, and just the appreciation part that I think was called out in there. You know, you don't have to all of a sudden, oh, you like to do this? Oh, so do I. It's my favorite thing to do. You can appreciate that, spend some time doing that together, but it's also a good, I think sometimes it's a good opportunity where you're doing things apart.
Yeah.
You know, too, those things. Yes. So you just appreciate each other more.
It's one of the things that you find out as you've been, if you're fortunate enough to be together for a while, we can do two things at once
I don't have to love to do everything you love to do.
It only makes, to me, it would seem, it only makes the things when you do have unison, when you do have things you both like, that much cooler, that much stronger. Yeah. And the number one thing that makes you attractive to others is the ability to be silly or have fun with a dumb joke. Being able to laugh at yourself. You know, that's huge in life. I found the older I get, I cannot seem to respect anybody that can't take a joke. They can't laugh at themselves. They can't laugh at the silliness of life sometimes. And this is coming from one of the most serious people you will ever hear. I don't like being this way, but I was born this way. I'm way too serious. I wholeheartedly admit that. And even I get that sometimes I'm the punchline. I'm the joke, you know, and that's all right. That's life. There's going to be plenty of moments in time in life where you have cool moments too. You know, it's part of this whole thing. And I don't think there's many people out there that you could say, hey, I can make you more attractive. Okay, I'm listening. Yes. What about this? More attractive? Sure, sign me up. All you got to do, be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
And boom, you just became that much more attractive.
That's actually a great list.
It's a great list. I'm very encouraged by this list. Not one thing about appearance. Not one thing very about true. Appearance on this list.
Very true.
I don't think that's... you know, granted, the list might be a little surprising. I don't think it's too surprising to people listening out there, the adults listening out there. I think we learn this more and more as we get older, that, yeah, appearances are cool and all that, but that fades pretty quick. Like, can I talk to you? Can I laugh with you? Can I hang out with you? Can we have an interesting conversation? These are the things that I think even by your 20s, you start to learn, you know? I think you start to get a hold of.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah.
You know, whether you follow that or not, you know, that's a whole other story.
Whether you use it to your advantage or not.
Yeah. Your eyes, you know, you follow your eyes instead. That's different. We will take a quick timeout, come back and wrap up the show. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high 67 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 10 to 20, gusting to 25 this morning. Tonight, gradual clearing, 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. A few more sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
This is locally grown.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Going to take you right to the top of the hour. Wrap up the show for this Tuesday. Encourage you to stick around. Matt and Air on the air coming up. Got the Maggie Dawn show a little bit later. Actually going to be on Maggie's show a little bit later this week.
Cool.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. It's great meeting her over the weekend. There's one of our good stories of the day. Maggie. She's awesome.
Isn't it funny when you finally actually get to put a physical person with the voice? Yeah.
And not just that, but these people that you know, you really respect and you appreciate and everything, and you don't know how you're going to hang with them or survey, and you meet them and you get along like you've known each other for years.
Cool.
And before you know it, they're inviting you on their radio show and all this. And they're like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going on your show. Cool. Let's do this. It's fun. Got a great team here at Civic. It's awesome. We got to get to some good stories of the day, Terry. I want to catch up with you about the United Way one more time and wrap before we wrap up. You guys have so much going on over there. I did want to mention the great book giveaway. Encourage people to do this.
Yes. So the week after school lets out, we will be doing our series of Reading in the Park events that we call the Great Book Giveaway. These are 30-minute events at a variety of different locations within our service area throughout Southwood and Adams counties. And basically, members of the community come read to the kids, and then they get to pick books to take home and keep so that they have, you know, a nice little addition to their home library for summer to enjoy and hopefully to encourage reading over summer. But those will kick off, like I said, the week right after school lets out, and they run for about a week and a half. So we'll be at a variety of different, we're at 9 or 10 different locations. You can find all the details about which, we do have it posted, you know, which locations are which day and what time. You can find that on our website. Site at uwswac.org. But again, just a really great chance to encourage and instill a love of reading. We are taking signups currently for Stuff the Desk. So this is our school supply distribution. I know school's not even out and people are like, don't talk about school. But you know, sometimes it's easier to get that stuff in order before summer hits. Mm-hmm. So if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies, but you do have to register. So it's not a walk-in event. You have to pre-register, and you can do that by visiting uwswac.org, or you can call 211 from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
And real quick, Terry, did want to mention the diaper program, or I don't know if it has a name. But
So from Mother's Day to Father's Day, we are having a diaper drive, and what we are doing with those, we are collecting new, unopened diapers, wipes, and then diaper rash creams or paste. And we are accepting those again from Mother's Day to Father's Day, and then those will be distributed to different programs throughout the community that have a need or that are serving parents with, you know, with infants or toddlers who maybe are struggling a little bit with the essentials that they need.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate all the work you do and all your team does at the United Way. Find out more, find out ways you can volunteer or you can help or invest in our United Way, uwswac.org, uwswac.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. I want to send a big shout out again to Kelly Bluell, the wonderful teacher here in the Wisconsin-Rapids Public Schools and coordinator of the Gifted Talented coordinator over there as well, for bringing in Lily from Howe and Easton from Woodside.
They were fabulous.
God, they were good. That was so much fun. Looking forward to talking with them again and having more of the kids on with that math program. Have fun, everybody. Enjoy
and it's
that
a fun
too.
Game. If you need to just exercise your brain a little bit, you know, pick up that game. It's great.
Encourage you to pick it up, everybody. Great Midday Magazine for you today. We got lined up in part one, Dawn DeSorcy going to join us from Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department.
Great.
Looking forward to talking with her. That's going to be a lot of fun. And in part two, Nicole Menzel, Library Director of the Lester Public Library, going to be with us. That is going to be a really fun conversation. Looking forward to all of that. Another fun, great conversation happening tonight at 5:15 over at our friends with with our friends at Family Natural Foods. Join them with the True Grace presentation tonight. Learn about a new Wisconsin brand focused on innovation, whole foods, mushrooms, and quality supplements. The people of True Grace, not only proud Wisconsinites and right here in state and such, but doing some really great work and really good data. This is a fun organization. They really know what they're doing and talking about, and this is an opportunity to be right there in the room and hear this information just straight up. It's pretty cool, and it's brought to us by our friends at Family Natural Foods. Join them right now at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more about the presentation tonight at 5:15 and all the other great things they have going on over there. And real quickly, I did want to mention the AKC FastCat course ability trials are going on tomorrow, the 11th and 12th, over at Country Paws Athletic Center in Stevens Point. This is a fun event. You can bring your little guy over to that. It's going to be a blast. Find out more by emailing them at wrkcfastcat@gmail.com, wrkcfastcat@gmail.com, or you can give them a call, 715-570-1157, 570-1157.
It'll be like herding cats.
Yeah. I did this years and years ago. I did that with my little Gonzo, my little fur dog, and he was awesome. He was so fast. Fastest dog out of all of them, and I will never not be proud of that. Never not be proud of it, even though I had nothing to do with it.
Did you do the course or just run?
Did the course. Well, you did part of the course. Did part of the course and got distracted.
I love it.
Thank you, Terry. Great show.
Yeah, great to see you.
You have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W24...